Thank you and good morning. There will be no cyclone fence and no admission cost for this year's Oyster Festival on the Arcata Plaza, at least as things stand after Tuesday's press conference by Greenway Partners, the firm that will produce the event. Last year, event planners erected a cyclone fence around the entire plaza and charged admission, and that led to discord between Arcata Main Street and plaza merchants, who said a lack of communication and planning hurt their bottom line. Greenway Partners has lined up all five local breweries for the June 14th event this year, and the focus of the festival will be to highlight cultural identity and local businesses, particularly seafood and aquaculture business in and around the bay. There will be a fence between the plaza and the bars on 9th Street to separate bar patrons from festival visitors, and shuttle buses will be available to get visitors downtown. The plans have the approval of city leaders. Eureka police arrested 26-year-old Eureka resident David Lee Dews on Sunday morning after receiving a complaint from the parents of two girls who said Dews approached them outside their motel on 4th Street and solicited the girls for a massage. Officers responded to the scene and contacted the two girls, ages 16 and 17, and they were able to positively identify Dews, who had been taken into custody. Dews, who was suspected of being under the influence of methamphetamine and who had failed to report as a registered sex offender, was arrested and booked into county jail. An autopsy was performed on the body of 51-year-old Mendocino County resident Pedro Topali on Tuesday. Topali was found dead in the street in Capella on Sunday after a passing motorist saw two dogs apparently attacking him. Those dogs, a Rottweiler and a Pitbull, were determined to have been owned by Topali. A responding animal control officer shot and killed the Rottweiler and the Pitbull ran off, but was later brought into the animal shelter by an unknown person. The results of the autopsy and a toxicology screen done on Topali have not been made available, but it is not suspected that the dogs caused his death, as originally it was believed. If you're a fan of snacking on Hot Pockets, you should be aware that Nestle has recalled three brands of them over concerns they may have been produced with meat from Rancho Feeding Corporation in Petaluma, which is in the midst of a massive recall of beef by the USDA. The Hot Pockets were sold at Walmart stores and are three versions of Philly cheesesteak, and you can return them to the place of purchase for a full refund. The 12th annual Humboldt Heroes Red Cross Luncheon will be held on Friday the 22nd as the Humboldt County Chapter of the Red Cross holds its annual fundraiser and also honors local residents who went above and beyond the call to assist others in the community. The luncheon will be held at the River Lodge in Fortuna, and Executive Director Barbara Caldwell said in a statement that it's an honor to provide the chance for all of us to hear and recognize the generosity, kindness, and courage of the people in our community. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Community members, elected officials, and city leaders in Eureka don't usually and unanimously agree on a single issue, but when it comes to crime and crime prevention, Eurekans of all stripes want things to change. There has been a call to crack down on transiency and homelessness and to address the city's outsized property crime problem, and new police chief Andy Mills has heard the message. Mills met with department command staff last week to get the ball rolling on a new strategy in addressing crime in the city. The first step will be splitting the city into two commands, each headed by a lieutenant.
The city will be split into two. So we'll go into the community, ask them to identify their neighborhoods, how they see the city. Then we will do a crime data overlay of those neighborhoods, see what makes most sense. So once we get that in place, then we'll basically map the city and say, okay, well, here's your service areas.
A close study of crime statistics will be used to address problem areas.
You know, one of the things that you recognize from crime research is that crime is specific to location. In other words, 10% of locations are responsible for as much as 54% of crime. So the idea is if you can control those locations, obviously you can reduce crime to some extent.
Mills said the transition will take time, but that the new strategy will allow for better feedback from residents and better responses from police. And for KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.